Do you ride your bike for fun on the trails or more seriously on the roads or as a commuter maybe in the city? Next week is the 15th annual Bicycle Symposium in Annapolis. And joining us to talk about what it's for and what's in store is Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland. Hi, Carol.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear about this. So you've been doing this for 15 years.
Yes, this is the 15th annual symposium. It is the only one in the state. It's free, and I encourage anyone interested in cycling to attend.
Where is it in Annapolis, and what will we find there?
It's going to be in the Senate Building, which is the Miller Senate Building, and the President's Conference Center, which is a really lovely space. We're going to have over 19 presenters and different exhibitors.
And when you say presenters and exhibitors, I'm gathering you're going to have lots of bikes there.
We're going to have some bikes, but mostly it's going to be different people talking about a multitude of topics relating to cycling.
Such as, what's the purpose of the symposium?
It's really a very unique opportunity for decision makers, legislators, bike enthusiasts, and of course advocates to come together to discuss how we can work together to make Maryland increasingly bike friendly. And everyone who attends will learn how to make their place of work and community more bikeable. That's really the purpose of it.
And who will the presenters be?
Oh my goodness. Well, we have a really diverse group of presenters this year talking about a multitude of topics. We have State Highway Director discussing funding opportunities. We have two pro mountain bikers coming, talking about different topics. One is Chris Etaw, coming from Virginia to talk about bike share and how you can make a very successful bike sharing program, and that is starting to happen all over the state of Maryland. We're going to be talking about Bike Maryland's legislative agenda, and of course with that, we're going to have dozens of legislators come in and visit. We're going to be talking about Bike Maryland's free youth bike safety and adult commuter workshops. We'll hear from Nate Evans, who is Baltimore City's bicycle pedestrian planner. He's going to talk about all the bike initiatives and successes happening in Baltimore. And it is just a very long list of presenters. So, I don't want to go through everybody.
Sure.
Anybody can go to our website, bikemd.org, to view the presenters list.
Carol, now it's very clear to me why you're having this during the session, because
Yes. Legislation
is very important to Bike Maryland. Why? What kind of legislation are you looking for?
During the past couple years, Bike Maryland has worked to pass 6 pro bike bills, and we want to keep this trend rolling. So the General Assembly in Annapolis is only 90 days long, and we really have to work hard during that period because it's such a short session. Two of the bills, we're focused on many different bills, but two of them that I'll briefly mention now are distracted driving legislation, which we all know distracted driving is on an increase. We want to reduce the distracted driving that's taking place. So all vulnerable users, pedestrians, bicyclists, construction workers, everyone feel safer. The second piece that we're really focusing on this year is safe passing legislation. We want to strengthen that 3-foot law that we got passed a couple years ago.
So if biking is important to you, are you encouraging everyone to come out to the symposium?
Every single person. If you haven't been on a bike for 5 years and you have a bike in the basement, but you're interested in bicycling, come on out and join us. You'll learn a lot, and it's really a wonderful crowd.
All right, and it's next Wednesday, right?
Yes.
All right, Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland, thanks for joining us.